Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application. Thursday, June 11th, 2026. Cast your burdens on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55:22. Psalm 55:22 invites a deeply personal response that flows from careful observation and thoughtful reflection. The verse presents a clear action and a grounded promise. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. The language calls for intentional participation. The burden is something real and present, and that act of casting requires a conscious decision to place that weight into the hands of God. Observation begins with recognizing the nature of the burden. In the context of Psalm 55, David carries emotional distress, relational betrayal, and external pressure. The verse does not narrow the definition of burden, which allows it to encompass the full range of what weighs upon the heart. This includes responsibilities that feel overwhelming, relationships that feel strained, and uncertainties that press on the mind. The instruction directs attention away from internal management of these burdens and toward a relational act with God. Interpretation centers on the meaning of casting. The term communicates deliberate release. This involves more than acknowledgement. It involves transfer. The believer actively entrusts concerns to the Lord through prayer. This movement reflects trust in God's ability and willingness to sustain. The promise of sustaining speaks of God's ongoing involvement. He upholds, strengthens, and stabilizes those who rely on Him. The assurance that the righteous will not be moved reinforces the security found in God's care. Stability emerges from dependence upon Him. Application flows from this understanding. The verse calls for identifying specific burdens and bringing them before the Lord with clarity and intention. This practice can take shape through structured prayer, where concerns are named and consciously entrusted to God. It also involves returning to this act regularly, forming a habit of release that aligns with the rhythm of daily life. As burdens arise, the response becomes consistent, placing them into God's care rather than carrying them alone. This practice extends into moments of pressure throughout the day. When anxiety begins to surface, the believer can pause and engage in brief, focused prayer, reaffirming trust in God's sustaining presence. Over time, this repeated action shapes the heart's reflex. Confidence in God grows as His sustaining work becomes evident. The promise of stability anchors the believer, allowing life to be lived with a steady awareness of God's nearness and support. Psalm 55:22 therefore moves from instruction to practice. It forms a pattern of living in which burdens are continually entrusted to the Lord. Through this pattern, the believer experiences the sustaining grace of God and rests on the assurance that life is held securely in His care. Reflection questions. 1. What specific burdens in your life align with the kinds of pressures described in Psalm 55? 2. How does the command to cast shape the way you approach God in prayer today? 3. What practical steps can you take to develop a consistent habit of entrusting your concerns to the Lord?